miles south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about what I think is a very, very serious social issue in America today. It's a legal issue, a social issue. It is a biblical issue, in my most humble opinion, and that is, should Christians help others break the law? And the bottom line is, should Christians stand up in defense of, protection of, and covering for illegal invaders that's coming in if they perhaps have broken the law or breaking the law? We've had those that have raped, robbed, murdered, etc., etc. They've come in, they've been caught, they've fled the nation, they've come back in, etc., etc., etc. Should we allow that as a nation? The answer is no. We're a nation of laws. We're a nation of nation that has borders, and we need to recognize our borders and recognize the fact that God gives authority for that in His Word. But yet we have those that are Christians saying, they're quoting Isaiah 1:17, and a modern translation that I'm looking at that was written on this subject says, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." That has nothing to do with helping someone that has broken the law entering America. Another one is in Psalms 82:3. "Defend the weak, the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed." That is absolutely true. God created every one of us equal in the sight of God, but it does not say in any sense of the word, in any portion of the scripture, where God created us, and because we're created in His image, that we have the right to break the law. We have the right to come in, rape, rob, and murder, and say that we have all the rights of a citizen in America. We have Ron on the line. Ron, go ahead with your question that you were on before the break.
Actually, I'm dealing with the part about the Christian. I think we're living in a day where there's a huge falling away, and that is the truth of God's word.
That's right.
Falling away from the truth of God's word.
That's right. The apostasy.
And the scripture says that if we would draw near to God, God would draw near to us. I think that's specifically talking about His word. Mm-hmm. How can you draw near to God without His word?
That's right.
And so
impossibility.
Exactly. So Christians, supposed Christians, who should be drawing near to God and allowing God to prove His point that He will draw near to them, are outside of the truth of God's word, and people don't really want to hear the truth. They want to create a God of their own making.
You hit the nail on the head. What we have today, if I could interrupt for a moment, Ron, your train of thought, and get back and let you finish it. Well, what we're faced with today is the great apostasy, the falling away that you spoke of. We have churches today that multitudes are good people, good members, denominationalists, but have never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And therefore, when it comes to the subject that we're talking about today, comes to the subject of dealing with theological, doctrinal, biblical, virtuous issues that's spoken of in the Scripture, they simply fumble the ball, do not know how to handle it, simply because they've never been saved. And as you touched on it, it's an impossibility to draw near to God without being in His Word. When Joshua took over the responsibility of leading the children of Israel in the first chapter of Joshua, God charged Joshua with the responsibility of don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right, but stay right down the middle of serving God by the meditation on His Word. It's an impossibility otherwise. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, it's just a statement of where we are today. And really, this whole issue is the fault of Christians who have been silent and haven't spoken up when they should have spoken up a long time. And that's why we find ourselves in the place that we are. We're trying to play catch up.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, brother.
And so I'm just, you know, I just wanted to hit on there's so much more. There's so much more. One of the things is when Jesus speaks of the kingdom, there are no illegal aliens in the kingdom of God. Either you're saved or you're not.
Absolutely.
Or you're about to be.
Absolutely. And if we're saved, if we're saved, we're kingdom citizens, kingdom of heaven. If we're saved and living in America, we are American citizens, and God charged us the responsibility to be salt and light in both those realms, in this earthly suit that we're living in, this earthly kingdom, if you will, and God's kingdom, that Basileon, rule and reign of God in heaven, and we need to honor Him being salt and light. But it's an impossibility to honor Him as salt and light if we're deviating from His Word, if we're upholding that which is harmful and detrimental to our nation as citizens of this nation. Ron, I'll touch on one other thing, and I think we're in the same hymn book on the same verse in the same song as we're speaking today. But when you look at what is taking place, we're taking $16.2 billion as a minimum that's been used on illegals coming in that should have gone to citizens. We have educational slots in colleges and universities that's being taken by illegals coming in that those slots are not available for the citizens in America. We have multitudes today that their homes being raped, being robbed, broken into, families raped and murdered because we have allowed this to take place. And it goes back to your fundamental statement in mind, is that we've been silent too long as Christians, as churches. We need to stand for truth. We need to stand for the Word of God. We need to stand for the rule of law and say enough is enough. We're not going to be silent anymore as Christians. Ron, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. And I tell everyone, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. That's Luke 21:28. God bless you, and thank you for your call. I believe Blake is on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Wow, Pastor Youngblood, we need to repeat the thought you want us to consider. Should Christians help break the law?
That's right.
That is so huge, and that's, I want to speak to that because you asked me to call in to talk about these two immigration laws, and what we need to do. And if people are not watching City Council online, at least doing that. Shame on you. Absolutely shame on you. You don't go down to City Council. You don't pay attention to what these people are saying and doing down at City Council. Last night, we had Republicans, and I won't tell you who they were, emoting about all these people who have come across seeking what we have here in this country. These are the people who are responsible for upholding the Constitution. Yet they're standing up there saying, well, we need to let these people in. We need to allow them to break the law to come into our country. Forget the criminals for a second. That's a no-brainer. The reality is that these people, and you all can go and you need to, everybody who's listening to my voice, you need to. You need to go watch City Council last night, and you need to go watch the people who claim to be Republicans. One said he's a Republican all his life. I'm not going to say who the names are. You need to go watch this. Going on about these people coming across the borders illegally. Let's just talk about those people for a minute. Let's talk about the huge burden that they put on our safety net, on our network, okay? The taxes, the financial resources that are diverted from our existing needs, from our veterans, from our handicapped people, from our poor, that are being used, that they're taking advantage and they're taking resources away from the needs that we have, the people we need to take care of in our country. These are the people who are charged with upholding the Constitution. These are the people who are charged with upholding the law. But they're standing up there emoting about how it's okay for those, how we need to take care of those people. It's just obscene, Dr. Youngblood. It's just absolutely obscene. But they're allowed to do that, and they can do that. Because people don't go down to city council, and people don't even watch online. You can take the easy way out. You don't want to go down there. You don't want to put yourself out. Watch it online. Do something. They're able to do what they're doing because we do nothing. And we're in a difficult position we are because we are doing nothing. And we sit there and complain and, you know, we say we elect bad people. We have a way to manage these people, but we don't do it. This is all self-inflicted, Dr. Youngblood.
Well, Blake, you're exactly right. One of the things that I find disconcerting is the bleeding hearts, and sometimes from a good heart motive, not from a motive of trying to be vindictive or harmful, but simply out of sheer ignorance, but having a good heart. And the mindset is that, let me just give you a little mantra. The mindset is that I've heard from so many is that God loves everybody. God doesn't see the difference between races, and that's true. God doesn't see the difference between illegals and legals being in America because God created us all. We're created in God's image, and therefore we should just embrace anything that happens. But it breaks down the total rule of law, and that breaks down the fact that from centuries past, God ordained borders. Listen, you can read just about any place in the scripture, and it talks about Jesus leaving this place and crossing the border, going here, leaving there, going here, crossing into this. It's defined by geographically by borders in the scripture. We have the right to have them, and we're not a sovereign nation if we do not have border laws, immigration laws. We allow by legal immigration 1 million+ people every year coming into America legally. We have no problem with immigration, but you need to come in the front door, not the back door. And one of the problems is, as you said a moment ago, the illegals coming in, and they're using the resources that are allocated by, paid for by, the taxpayers in America that's paying in their taxes for these services. For example, and I go back to this, I stated it early on the broadcast, that some of the mantra out of the left is that with DOGE and President Trump, they're going to take away from Medicaid and our Medicare, they're going to reduce it. No, they're trying to get rid of the waste and the fraud in all of those. But the bottom line, Blake, again, I'm looking at the article where it talks about $16.2 billion that's been paid just out of Medicaid. Medicaid is made up of block grants given to the states for the states to issue for those that cannot otherwise pay for medical services. And as a result of that, it's depleting those dollars. In fact, just this week, Governor Gavin Newsom, because of the bleeding heart liberal that he is, and opening the doors and Pandora's box for Californians' taxpayers to fund the illegals that are coming in, he's just borrowed $3 billion, Governor Newsom, $3 billion from the general fund to put into the Medicaid fund to continue to shell out medical care for the illegals coming in. So the bottom line is we have a border system. We need to honor that border system. And my real gripe, if you will, if you want to call it that, is to find Christians, religious NGOs, and churches and pastors with the bleeding heart that God created us and therefore we need to embrace them. Oh, never mind the fact they've come in illegally. Never mind the fact they've broken the law. My question is, Blake, if a person comes into your home or your city or your church, and they say, help me, advocate for me. I'm a child molester, and perhaps I even want you to aid and help me to stay sequestered and or pay for my needs. Or what is it okay for a believer to help the advocate and or to advocate for the person that's a bank robber, or perhaps even help him rob the bank? No. What about a person that's a home invader, a burglar? Is it all right to help that person break the law? Well, the point is that I rave on with that, Blake, is, of course, all of those answers are no. It's not healthy. It's not good. It's not all right. And it's not God-honoring for a Christian to do that. So do we pick and choose the laws and say, well, he's broken the law coming into America? That doesn't make any difference because he's God's child. God's created him. Therefore, it's okay to break that law. That's simply unacceptable and ought not to be for any Christian to do. So, Blake, we have seen the governor sign a new bill just recently in preparation for some of the same thing. In fact, I've got several articles about what the governor had done. The title of this article is, What Do You Know About the Immigration Bill DeSantis Just Signed? And it talks about the fact that it is going to protect America, and especially in the state of Florida. The bill, the provisions in the bill, written after the government threatened to veto different immigration legislation last month, will enhance criminal penalties of individuals based on their immigration status. It will require law enforcement agencies to share information about detainees with federal immigration officials, and will allow DeSantis to assist in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in possible deportation of these illegal invaders. And it goes on and on. So, again, going back to our...
Can I respond to what was going on at City Council last night about something on what you're talking about?
Yeah, let me touch on this first. Okay. Our mayor said her response to what was happening last night, she said, after all, the governor's already signed the bill that covers all of that. We don't need a separate legislation for Duval County or for Jacksonville. Go ahead.
Okay, and so I because there were several things, and I do need to go, but this is a point. Another point I want to make. One of the arguments they made last night was they were referring back to the hate crime ordinance that they shot down. And they said that one of the reasons they are shooting down the hate crime ordinance was they were being hypocrites about passing this ordinance versus shooting down the hate crime ordinance. Absolutely not. The hate crime ordinance was going far beyond the Constitution. It was making it to the point where people could get arrested for free speech. That was violating the Constitution. The reason they passed the law here is because they've seen all across the country and within the state of Florida, we've seen local governments acting consciously against the laws passed by the governor. We see that down in Fort Myers. Byron Donald was talking about that Fort Myers is going to get themselves in a whole bunch of trouble for standing up against Trump. So again, it's the same people. I was railing against when I first called in. They don't see clearly. They're ignorant. They have a double standard, and it's clearly two different issues. And the question becomes, well, okay, so we're national laws, but you get to decide what law you want to agree to abide by, and what law you want to violate. Well, when does that stop? When does that stop? All we have to do is we have to look at the end result of that just destructive, that terrible thought process. When we look at California, we look at Chicago, we look at New York, we look at all these blue states where people are arbitrarily deciding what laws they're going to abide by and what laws they're going to ignore. All the stores, the retail stores in San Francisco are gone. People have left San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, because they don't even uphold decency laws in public and public hygiene and sanitation laws. It's crazy, and we see it here at City Council. It's just insane.
Yes, you're exactly right, and I think that, as you said, many of them are just ignorant on the issues. Some are just anemic on it. Some are just immature on what is fact. I watched the City Council last night on television, watched the meeting, and speaker after speaker after speaker after speaker would go up, and it was the fainting, bleeding heart that, you know, we need to love these people, we need to take care of them, et cetera, et cetera. I'm looking at an article, and I'll just read you an excerpt of it, get your take on it. It says, what does the Bible say about illegal immigration? We wholeheartedly believe that Christians are called to be compassionate and merciful toward migrants, and it goes on to give the scripture. However, that is not the question at hand. The question at hand concerns illegal immigration. Whether it is right or wrong, is it wrong to violate the nation's borders and trespass the immigration laws? Illegal immigration is the breaking of the government's laws. There's nothing in Scripture that contradicts the idea of a sovereign nation having immigration laws. Therefore, it is rebellion against God. It's rebellion against God's word. It's rebellion against the nation. It is illegal immigration that is sin, end quote.
Can I respond to that really quick?
Yes, sir. I couldn't have stated it any better.
I'm going to say it in a shorter way. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you will obey me. Bottom line, if you love me, you will obey me. Very clearly, Jesus set down, you want to call them laws, whatever you want to call them, he set down prescriptions, a Mosaic law, ultimately, the Ten Commandments. He set down, these laws were set down about righteousness and sinfulness. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. And the reality is, they don't. They don't. That's what it comes down to.
Well, it's unfortunate, but you're exactly right. It's just like one of our previous callers. There are a lot of people today that are claiming the name of Christ and claiming to be Christians, but they're ignorant of the Word of God, and perhaps many have never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, but they have bleeding hearts. They have tender hearts. They have a heart that says, forget what it's taking from the citizens. Forget what it's doing to America. Forget the fact they're breaking the law. Forget the fact that there's rape, robbery, and mayhem that's taking place as a result of it. Let's embrace them anyway. That's sheer ignorance, as you said. And I think it's time to stop. I think it's time that we have the law in Duval County, just as the law for the state of Florida. And I believe, secondly, that it is right to provide law enforcement in Duval County with the instruments in each vehicle for them to run a check and determine if that person is illegal or if it's legal. If he's illegal, lock him up when they stop him. I think
Amen.
That needs to be done.
Amen.
And send them back. Blake, thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Have a blessed day. I believe Santiago's on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. I believe us, like Christians that believe in Jesus Christ, we present the gospel to anyone, but we must respect the law of the country. Anyone who comes to this country, if he's illegal, he has to go back because they have to respect the law of the country. That even Paul say to the what Paul say that you must obey the law. If you are a slave, you're supposed to be obey what is the to the slave. If I have a slave, I have to tell him, I have to love him or have to make him free. But must we obey the law of the land? That's supposed to be. People, they don't want to obey the law of the land because they don't want it. That's it. You know, they want a free life. It's like one time. I've been working all my life, and one time I need help for the government, and I was denied. Now these people, they come to this country, and they get $1,200 or they get $2,000 for housing and stuff like that. When somebody who worked all the life, they don't have the right to pay that money. Even people have received Social Security $500, $800, and they don't get the help that they need. And these people, they come that they never support this country, and they don't want them you know, to receive. You know, that's what I have to say, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
And God bless you, Santiago. You're exactly right. In fact, most citizens in America do not realize that some of these giveaway programs like USAID programs that Trump is putting a stop to, they've been providing not just food, clothing, and shelter as a place to stay, but providing them with homes, with home loans, with automobiles, with a EBT or debit card each month, cell telephones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there are multitudes, as you touched on, Santiago, there are multitudes in America today that moms and dads are slaving one, two, and three jobs to make ends meet, to pay the bills, to pay the taxes. And if they have $100 in IRS taxes that are due, the IRS can come in and take their home and destroy their lives. And yet we have these coming in that are breaking the laws, coming in that are getting all of the benefits, more so, as you said, Santiago, more so than most of the poorest citizens in America today. And it ought to stop. It must stop. And I think it's time for Christians to recognize, as one of our callers previously said, to recognize it's time to stop being silent, to stand up, speak up, and to say that these things are wrong and not participate in doing so, because it's destroying our nation today. We need to recognize that these that are coming in that are illegal need to go through the front door and not the back door. Go through the process. I know people that have gone through 10, 12, 15 years going through the process, finally getting a green card, finally after a green card for several years, then being able to go through the INS and be sworn in as a U.S. citizen. There's a process that America uses that's worked for all of these years, but we've broken it down with the Biden administration that's destroyed it. It's causing all of the, I call it the loose lax lost liberals and some bleeding heart, anemic so-called Christians that are saying it's okay, we can break the laws and we can help these come in and let the invaders have all of the protection, all of the properties, all of the goods that American citizens have and or deserve. We have those that are coming in, invading our colleges and universities, taking a stand against America, against our Constitution, against anything that's called our Bill of Rights, and yet claiming they have freedoms and the rights just as a citizen. And yet we have those in Columbia University and other universities that are holding their hands and allowing them to do so. It's wrong. It must stop, or we're going to destroy our nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we need to say no to illegals coming in. Listen, if they come in, they're illegal, as the one that just spoken up, that was former governor of South Dakota, said, listen, if you're here illegally, go back, because if we catch you, we're going to deport you, and you'll never have the opportunity to have the freedoms in America again. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that they're filling our schools and our universities. They're killing our citizens, raping, robbing our citizens, breaking our financial resources in America, and first and foremost, breaking the laws of the land, setting the standard that they think should be theirs, and having nothing to do with what our laws called for. So should America have borders? Absolutely. Should our nation control its borders? Absolutely. I believe we have immigration laws that are biblical and need to be adhered to and followed. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Before a child is age 7, they learn cues from their mom about, is it okay to cry?
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Dr. Meg Meeker.
I feel like I want to cry, but Dad's looking at me like I'm a bad person if I